You're listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James, and I'm your host. Well, the title of today's message is The Road Back to Yahweh. And may we all get on the road back to Yahweh as soon as possible. Greetings to all the tribes of Israel, who are the Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, Scandinavian, and Nordic peoples. I decided I would say a few things to some of the tribes individually that I think is important to say to them. First of all, I had seen that the tribe of Benjamin in Iceland is throwing off the bankers. And I want to congratulate the tribe of Benjamin. We all do. This is a step in the right direction. And this shows an example to all the countries. And it's an excellent... You've also kept your land somewhat racially pure, which is very commendable, especially in these days that we're living in right now. There's a problem, though, and I noticed there was an article, and it said that Iceland was going to resurrect a temple, a 1,000-year-old temple, to the Nordic gods, Odin, and all the rest of them. Now, I have to give you a warning about this. I suggest you don't do that. And I think anybody would suggest that you don't do that. If you're going to build a temple to Yahweh and glorify Yahweh. Here's what Yahweh says about it. I am Yahweh thy God, which hath brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Now, if you do that, and you build that temple, be prepared for the wrath that will come upon you. Yahweh is a jealous God, and he's not going to take that kind of stuff. Why do you think the temple was down in the first place and you have to rebuild it? I mean, I don't know the history of that temple and what happened to it, so I can't really speak to that. But all I can say is, I warn you not to do that. You're heading in the right direction. You're throwing off the bankers, the Jews, and you're keeping your land somewhat racially pure, and it needs to be more racially pure. We are to be a separate people and live by ourselves. So you're heading in the right direction. Don't stop now. If you build that temple to Odin, you have just undone everything. But if you build that temple to Yahweh, you will be a shining example to all the rest of the tribes and nations. So that is my personal counsel. And I would think the counsel from Yahweh himself would tell you the same thing. So that's what I have to say to Benjamin in Iceland. Okay, the next tribe, Sweden, the tribe of Dan. I've been learning a lot about what's going on in your country and some about what's going on in your government. And it appears to me, I would ask you this question, are you trying to commit suicide? You know, we're at the point now where if you continue on in your present way, there will be no people of Sweden and none to speak to. So my advice is that you turn back to Yahweh. You have to take these mentally ill people that are running your government and you have to put them to trial and you have to stop this nonsense. The men of Sweden, just like all the men of all the tribes, we have to be men. We have to be examples for our sons. Examples for our daughters. and women. You want to be men. The women of Sweden, this is what I suggest you do. And of course, I know this is with great resistance. You must now step down from being, trying to be man, and you must be a woman and be in the capacity that Yahweh has designed you to be in. If you do not do these things, men and women of Sweden, and all of the tribes for that matter, you will not exist. The woman ought to take care of the children. It's a great responsibility. And to take care of the husband, it's a great responsibility. Whoever told you, and I know who told you, that is the lowest so-called profession, or whatever you want to call it, the lowest thing you could be, is a woman bringing up your children. That's an absolute lie. It happens to be one of the highest things you could be. It's very important. So, if you continue on in your present way, you will cease to exist. And I believe you are a beautiful people. I think everybody in the world believes that. Next, I would like to speak to Germany, who is the tribe of Judah, part of the tribe of Judah. And I believe some of Simeon, I was told that some of Simeon has been, is within you. Here's what I say to Germany. Lift your heads up high. You have nothing to be ashamed about at all. I've seen the movie Hellstorm, and I suggest that you see the movie Hellstorm. And I suggest that all people see the movie Hellstorm. Because it is one of the most abject, cruel things I've ever seen in my entire life. I've never seen anything. This is just remarkable. And I mean, it hurts you. It hurts to see this. But it's got to be seen. You have mentally ill leaders in your country, too, that are playing along with the Jews and will receive the same judgment that the Jews will receive when Yahweh returns. Those leaders need to be deposed. I believe Yahweh revealed something very important to me. The Jews realized that if the world found out what they did in Germany and Russia, that the world would hunt them down in what I would call a Jew hunt. Because this cruelty was of a magnitude that is just beyond, it's just beyond any, you know, capability in the mind, but not of a Jew mind, of course. The Jew's mind is so twisted and warped that of course it would imagine these things. Like they made the women make love to dead corpses. Like raping 8-year-old children, 30 men at a time. And there's so many more horrors I can't even imagine. You know, I was very, very hurt when I saw this movie, and it took me days to, you know, to realize I've never seen such cruelty. The movie Hellstorm I'm talking about. This same cruelty was done in Russia, and you never hear about Russia, and you never hear about what happened to Germany after the war. But I'll tell you one thing that really, that I realized. If you think the cruelty in the west part of Germany was bad, can you imagine what must have happened under Stalin in East Germany to the people after the war, the Germans? I mean, it must, only Yahweh could know, or we haven't heard yet, what could have happened over that side. But I know that what we saw on this, on the west side, was probably lesser than that, whatever happened to those people. So the Jews had to create a story to counter these horrific evils that they have done. They wanted to make sure that they'd get this story out and get it well seated in the minds of the peoples of the earth. So that when they came across, if they had ever found out what had happened in Germany and Russia, that they, this Jew hunt, you know, they didn't want to be hunted down. So this story, so when you look at this and you say, well, geez, look what happened to the Jews, and now we look what happened to the Germans, well, everybody got what they deserved. Well, that's not the truth at all. This story was to counter the horrific evils they had done. And that's the point of this. So they continue to pound this story and pound this story and pound this story into people's brains. And of course, this was, of course, a money-making venture as well, as everything is with these people, because that's all they think about. They figure they only have this life to live. They figure this is the only life they have to live, and I'm going to go into that a little later. It's just not true. They're going to pay, and I mean pay, and pay, and pay for what they've done. So, to all the tribes, I'm going to continue on. The guilt complex. Okay, I told you about the play that Israel Cohen made called The Melting Pot, where he showed the whites, you know, doing wrong to all the minorities. The Jews used the minorities and used the other families of the earth to persecute the woman Israel, the Anglo-Saxon people. The Jews have always tried to use the other families of the earth to go after the woman. So Israel Cohen wrote this pamphlet, which you can't find this pamphlet. I mean, it may exist somewhere now, but they must have got rid of them all. And this is in the congressional record. Eustace Mullins is the one that brought this out. As soon as Eustace died, they began a campaign to say that this was a hoax. It's not a hoax. We know what the hoax is. This is not a hoax. So this is in the Congressional Record, volume 103, page 8559, June 7th, 1957. Okay, so let's listen to what Mr. Cohen and his fellow all of Jewry plan to do, the racial agenda for the 20th century, and of course the 21st as well. We must realize that our party's most powerful weapon is racial tensions. They use the races. Racial, racial. Did you know that the word racist is not even in the dictionary in the 1800s? Early 1900s, there is no such word as racial, racist. This is a word, the Jews use words as weapons against us. And they tell you what these words are supposed to mean and what you're supposed to believe about these words. Racist did not exist. I couldn't find it. I have a big fat dictionary, and I went on an online dictionary, couldn't find it in either of them, so if you can find it, then you prove me wrong, but I couldn't find it, and I don't believe it existed. So it's a new word that's created. So therefore, as far as I'm concerned, it's a null and void term, just like anti-Semitism is a null and void term. The Jews always call us what they are. It is their technique. I've heard many people say this, and it's very true. They call us racists. But they're the ones who brought the blacks here to America and to all, and they're the ones that are bringing all these people to the countries. And they ran the slave trade. They call us slave owners. They're running a slave trade in Israel today. They call us haters. Imagine these people having the gumption to call anybody haters. There's nobody that hates more than the Jew. Maybe the Negro, but there's nobody that hates more than the Jew, I think. They hate the white people, so they call us anti-Semites when we don't agree with them. An anti-Semite, as you should know by now, means anti-white. They're the ones that are anti-white. They're not white people. They're Turco-Mongolians. I showed you that last week. They're not white. They're Turco-Mongolians. And they've mixed with all the races of the world because of, I told you last week, why? Because they need to mix with all the people or else their race will die. So, you got to realize this name-calling is like a five-year-old in the schoolyard type of game. It's really, really childish and really stupid. But it seems to work because they've also tried to make us not become adults in our countries today. We like our little bunny rabbits on our cocoa cans and everything else. And hey, cartoons, whatever it is. They've kept us like children as adults. So calling names goes over easy with children. That's something we did as children. Okay. So off to Israel Cohen. We must realize that our party's most powerful weapon is racial tensions. By propounding into the consciousness. Now, they're propounding, always propounding something into the consciousness of somebody. Whether it's that story I just talked about, or whether it's this. So by propounding into the consciousness of the dark races that for centuries they have been oppressed by whites, we can mold them to the program of the Communist Party, them being the dark races. Are the dark races in the Communist Party now? Ho, 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 ho! Yes, they are. In America, in Africa, etc. So he continues on, in America, we will aim for subtle victory. Who was the most subtle in the garden? The serpent and his offspring are just like him. In America, we will aim for the subtle victory while inflaming the Negro, right? You know, is that happening all over the world? But I get a big kick out of it because in Israel, the Negro supposed Jews over there are rioting, which is very, very, it's an answer to prayer. And I'm not sure if it's a true story or not because I don't believe much of the news. But if it is a true story, it's very, very funny and very ironic at the same time. So while inflaming the Negro minority against the whites, we will endeavor. Now listen up, Sweden. Listen up, all of Europe. Listen up, Judeo-Christian. We will endeavor to instill in the whites a guilt complex for their exploitation of the Negroes. Now, Sweden believes that they need these minorities to come in, and they owe them, and they've been terrible, and, oh, we owe these people. Look what we've done to them. Everything you're acting upon is lies. You're acting upon lies. You've believed something that's not true. You're going to genocide your own self and help them to genocide you. It's just beyond the imagination. It's just incredible. I don't know what's wrong with all of us. I mean, you know, why are you trying to help your own self be genocide? That's why I asked Sweden, the tribe of Dan, part of the tribe of Dan. Why? Are you trying to commit suicide? And for what reason, really, what reason are you trying to, for the Negroes? So they say this. Now I want you to, you know, you've got to know that this is true. This isn't brain surgery here. Now listen, you've seen America. You've seen what's happened in America. Is this stuff happening that I'm reading to you right now? Has it happened? Yes, it has happened. And I haven't even got through the whole thing yet. So this is the next part of their little plan. We will aid the Negroes to rise in prominence in every walk of life. In the professions and in the world of sports and entertainment. Let me read it again for you now. Yes, you heard it right. We will aid the Negroes to rise in prominence in every walk of life, in the professions and in the world of sports and entertainment. Now, this has happened. And with this prestige, the Negro will be able to intermarry with the whites and begin a process which will deliver America to our cause. See, it's their cause. It's not America's cause. It's not the white people's cause. It's not even the Negro's cause. This is the Jews' cause. Their party. Their cause. You owe the dark races nothing. You have not done these things that you were told you've done. The Jew, however, is guilty of all these things. And they have exploited all the families of the earth. And if you can't see that that's true, then you must be blind. A lot of people think they're very intelligent. A lot of people think they can see. But they couldn't see right in front of their face. Okay, well, I mean, I think that says it all to you right there. Israel Cohen, a racial program for the 20th century. This was done in 1912. Israel Cohen, a racial program for the 20th century. So your reason for your guilt is based on falsehoods. You've got a guilt trip that was placed inside of you by somebody other than yourself. You ought to feel more guilty about not obeying Yahweh. You ought to feel more guilty about not helping your own race. You shouldn't feel guilty about things you did to the Negro, which you didn't even do anything to the Negro. Supposedly these are people way back. You know, there's no truth to it. You understand what I'm saying to you? There's no truth to it. So there's no reason for the guilt. The guilt is founded on falsehoods. Think about it for a while. Use the brain that Yahweh has given to you. Okay, now I'm going to speak to one of the non-tribes that pretend they're of the tribes. To the Jews, your so-called rabbis have told you there's no afterlife. But I'm going to tell you that there is an afterlife. You think that as you go through life and you participate in what world Jewry is doing to the true Israelites and the other families of the earth, you think that what you're doing, you're getting away with all this. You think that you can steal, rob, lie, and all the other things, murder. And I mean the murder is amazing, how much murder there has been. And you think you're just going to walk away and die and there's going to be no payback. Well, I'm sorry, but you are going to be paying back. And you're going to pay and pay and pay through eternity. You will be stubble. You will be burnt. Okay, so you're guilty. Yahweh the Christ, Yeshua, said, "From the blood of Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, which perished between the altar." You are guilty of that. and it shall be required unto this generation. And of course, that was then. And now it will be required of this generation that I'm speaking to right now. So you are now also guilty of the blood shed from Zacharias unto the present, until the present. Some people call him Zechariah. Some people call Jesus called him Zacharias. So you are also guilty of the blood shed from Zacharias until the present. The wolves, that's who you are, have cried wolf too many times. You have gloated and gloated and gloated, but now your gloating shall taste like vomit. You will know what a real Holocaust is when Yahweh returns. That's what crying wolf is all about. The wolves have cried wolf too many times. Now you will know what a real Holocaust is when Yahweh returns. For it is prophesied, and it will happen. I promise you. So you better begin to get the fear, and I want you to understand this fear. The wicked people are the most fearful people on the planet. And this is my hope for you, Jewry. May fear grip you and shake you from this moment on. For you dared to oppose Yahweh the Most High. You have persecuted the bride of Christ without mercy, and you shall receive no mercy in return. May the name Yahweh ring in your ears day after day after day, year after year, and may your fear in him grow like a mountain. I proclaim it in the mighty name of Yahweh. And that's all I have to say to you at this moment. If you think it's a joke, it's no joke. Okay. Now to the other families of the earth. I should say to you that it appears that you hate Israel, that you hate the woman. You hate the Anglo-Saxon people, the people of Yahweh, that have blessed you over and over and over again. We have been a blessing to all your nations as God said it would be. And what have you done to us in return? What have you given back to us in return? And I'm not speaking to every race. I don't believe the Japanese. I believe the Japanese to be a decent race, and I don't think they've turned against the woman. You races know who I'm talking about. You know you hate us. And you've made it very, very clear of recent times that you really hate us. Let me tell you what's going to happen to you. Now, we are the seed of Abraham, not the Jews. They once had the seed of Abraham, but they race mixed so many times that they no longer qualify. And Yahweh the Christ has proven that right in the New Testament. Now here's what it says. Now Yahweh said unto Abram, this is before his name was changed to Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. Okay? And I will make of thee a great nation. He's speaking to Abraham, and we are the seed of Abraham. I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Now listen, race haters, people that hate us, listen now what Yahweh has to say to you. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. You've heard these fakers like John Hagee say this about the fake Israel, the one over there in the Middle East. But this is really true, and it can't be twisted. Listen again now. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Now we have blessed you. You have come to our countries, you've received this, you've received that. We've taught you some of our ways, which we shouldn't have done in the first place, but neither here nor there. We have been a blessing to your nations. Okay? And what have we received from you in recompense for this? What have we received back from you for blessing you? We have given and given and given and received evil for good. Your conduct is proving to be very, very bad right now. You have made the choice to go against the true Israel of the Bible and against the living God Yahweh himself. You have chosen to follow the enemy of God, which is the Jews, and their father, the devil. You have made this choice by going against us. Now, you can still turn the road you're on, or you can continue the road you're on right now. You also have a road back to Yahweh. I'm not saying you're going to get the blessings of the Israelites, but I'm going to say that what it says here is, if you bless Israel, you shall be blessed. And if you curse Israel, you shall be cursed. So here's some of more of what it says. Proverbs 17:13. Whoso rewardeth evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. I want to read it again. Whoso rewardeth evil for good, which you have done, evil shall not depart from his house. He that justifieth the wicked, and he that condemneth the just, even they both are an abomination to Yahweh. So if you're justifying the wicked, the Jews, and you're condemning, if you're a judge, which we've seen this recently, a black judge, and you're justifying the wicked that come through your courts, and you're condemning the just people, both of you are an abomination to Yahweh. And believe me, you aren't going to like what you're going to receive. You're not going to like it at all. So keep on your road following the Jew. And this goes for the Christians as well. This goes for Christianity. This goes for so-called Christianity. You have been following the Jews. You are blessing the Jews. I told you last week that if you bless God's enemies, you shall be in trouble for that. You shall get what's coming to them. You continue going on, and you've chosen. It appears to me that not all races, not all families of the earth have chosen to go against the woman, who is the true Israel, the bride of Christ. But you have chosen, the one, I'm speaking to you that have chosen to do this to us, to treat us in this fashion. I don't care if you've been fooled or what. You know what you're doing. And you know what you're doing is wrong. Many blacks know about the Jews. So if you continue on that road, you're cooked too, and you will receive the same judgment. So the Christians that are blessing these Israelites and making excuses for all these things and rewarding, you know, justifying the wicked and condemning the just, you too will enjoy the same judgment. Yahweh's not going to play around any longer with this nonsense. I really can't speak everything for him, but I can tell you that he's got to be very sick and tired of this nonsense. Maybe not the word sick, maybe he's very angry. If I were you, I would turn back and I would go back to my own country. You see, the blacks are not happy in America. Why are they not happy in America? I can tell you black people why. And this isn't a racist thing. You're not in the place that Yahweh put you. And this goes for all of us. This goes for anybody. Yahweh gave us America, and that's the way it is, whether you like it or whether you don't like it. But he didn't give you America. He gave you Africa. And since you are not in the place that he put you, this is why you're this angry. You see, if you were in Africa, there would be no white cop to shoot you, except South Africa or something like that. Where nobody was, you came down there. You weren't down there before. So, the simplest solution, if you're so angry and you hate America and you hate the woman, you hate Yahweh, go back to your own country. You'll be much happier there. This goes for all the races. I'm not just singling out the blacks. But the blacks are extra angry. They really hate it in America. They're having a real hard time there. So it's time for you to think as a people. Some of your people have already suggested this. They said maybe it's time we should go back. If you won't listen to me, listen to them. It's time for you people to return to your own countries. It's your responsibility to make your countries a decent place to live. That's not our responsibility. We blessed you. What have you done with these blessings? We built up Haiti 2 or 3 times. As soon as we left, you tore it right back down again. It ends up a jungle again. Is that my fault? No. Is that the white people's fault? No. That's your fault. Okay, I don't really know how much time I have, but we're going to talk about being successful in prayer. And this is to the tribes as well. This is our road back to Yahweh. Part of the reason these things are happening to us is because we're not obedient to Yahweh. If you want to be successful in prayer, and I want you to be successful in prayer, I'm going to tell you how to do it. It's very simple. You don't go on the Trinity Broadcasting Network and have a moron hold out your wallet to a moron on the stage and have him pray for your finances or your wallet. That's not how to be successful. A prosperity gospel is a lie and is a false gospel. You will never see a man of God on that TV. And there's a reason for that. It's Rothschild-controlled. It's Jew-controlled and always has been. You will not see anybody talking to you about the truth on there. Don't watch it anymore. So we need to be obedient. If you want to be successful in your prayer, and why do I want you to be successful, all of you Israel, is because the more of us that are successful in our prayer lives, the more we can do in a campaign against evil on this earth. The reason why evil is moving so fast is because not only are we not doing anything, but our prayer life has been unsuccessful. Now, you see, there's a reason for it. You're not altogether to blame. But I'm going to tell you how we can heal this and fix this as the bride of Christ. And once we get our prayer life in line, we will move against evil in unison as the body of Christ, and we will begin to devastate it. Since I've gotten myself a lot more in line with Yahweh, I've noticed that he's answered my prayer more and more and more. Now, multiply me times how many of us are in the tribes. And if you can get your prayer line, I'm not saying I'm the only one successful in prayer. There's others that are successful in prayer. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying there's a lot that aren't successful in prayer. Too many. And if we can get all of you to be more successful in prayer, we will have more power against evil and more power to stand against evil. You see, the more the Holy Spirit is in the world, and the Holy Spirit is truth, The more the Holy Spirit is in the world, the less evil can move around and get around. So what we need to do, what the problem has been, is we've been taught to have unsuccessful prayer lives, which makes it so that we will be unsuccessful in our campaigns against evil, and have been for a very long time. So, what we need to do is we need to get on the road back to Yahweh in every way. We need to build our muscles. We need to build our minds. We need to build our confidence. But we also need to build our spiritual life and build our relationship with Yahweh, not a religion. When I speak of Yahweh, don't ever get for a moment that I'm talking about being in a religion. Forget about religion. It's Jew-controlled, Jew-created, Jew-run, and it is a disaster. And it has been a disaster to the woman, Israel. We need not give them any more money. We need not listen to any more of their sermons. We need not to listen to anything. We need to return to Yahweh. Not religion, to Yahweh. Now, obedience. You see, Yahweh can't really bless you unless you are in obedience or trying to be on your way to obedience. You know, I'll tell you, I'll speak to you from myself. It doesn't happen overnight. It's something where you fight battles and you win some and you lose some and you pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and you go at it again. Whether it's habits, whether it's whatever it is. If you think you'll never get rid of it, you will. Resist ye the devil and the devil will flee from you. When Yahweh sees that you have a real sincere that you really mean to obey him, he will assist you then. He will begin to listen to you then in your prayer. This is one of the very keys of prayer right here. You know what I mean? And when you get this, when we as the tribes get this, we will begin to move. I hear people saying, there's nothing I can do, there's nothing we can do, you can't fight City Hall, there's nothing that can be done about this, nothing that can be done about that, the Jews have it all locked up. Well, no, there is a lot we can do, and I'm going to teach you about many things that we can do to take the power back from them. But the thing is, it requires a commitment on everyone's part. So this obedience also requires a commitment. So listen to what he says in 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, that's Israel, not the other families of the earth, if my people, which are called by my name, the name of Yahweh, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. You wonder why your land is not healed? Do you wonder why we're losing jobs, everything is going down the toilet? Well, now you know why. So, I'm going to read it again. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear them from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. I'm going to move over to the New Testament. So Thomas is talking to Yahweh the Christ, Yeshua, Jesus, whichever you wish to call him. Thomas saith unto him, Yeshua, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Yeshua said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You see, I want you to think about what he's saying here. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now that sounds interesting, doesn't it? I told you that the Holy Spirit is the truth, the Spirit of truth. So he is both Yeshua, Yahweh, and the Holy Spirit. There's not three gods. They're a different manifestation of the same King, Yahweh. So, what is he saying? I am the way. How do we get back to the Father? The Word. See, Yeshua is the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Nothing that was made without him. And the Word became flesh, it goes on to say, and he dwelt among us. Now, I want you to understand something about the Father being the Word. You see, when he created the world, he spoke his Word. He said, let there be light. It didn't just happen. He spoke it into existence. He proclaimed it. His Word. His Word is the way. His Word is the truth. And in his Word is the life. So, when the Word became flesh, I want you to think about what had happened. It's like the literal words of Yahweh were put into a flesh body. The Word became flesh. His Word became flesh. A manifestation of Yahweh. It was Yahweh in the flesh. It was his Word. You see, we are known by our words. Right? Well, whatever we speak, we're known by our words. Well, whatever Yahweh speaks, he's known by his Word. So therefore, he is the way. His Word is the way. His Word is the truth. His Word is how you will receive life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. The Father is the judge. The Father part of Yahweh is the judge. And through the Word, we gain through what the Word died on the cross for us. Because Yahweh died on the cross for us and shed his precious blood. We now can go to the Father through the Word. So, he continues on and he says, if you had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. He's talking to Thomas here. Because Thomas didn't know how they would know, what they would do and how they would know the way to go. So Philip said unto him, Yahweh, or Yeshua, show us the Father. And it sufficeth us. Yeshua said unto him, have I been with you so long a time with you that ye hast not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? See, the Word is in the Father, and the Father is in his Word. The words that I speak unto you, not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doth the works. He doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. See, there's no three gods. There's only one. It's just a different manifestation. Remember that when Jesus or Yeshua would leave, he would send the Comforter. I'll tell you that in a minute here. Which means that these different manifestations can be seen at different times. So, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, verily means truly. So truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do. Because I go to my unto my Father. And whosoever ye seek, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do. Ask in my name, ask in my name, ask in my name, that will I do. No, that was not a glitch. I was repeating it. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. So, one thing he says, I believe this is in Matthew 23, I think. If ye love me, keep my commandments. There's your obedience again. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Is the law gone? Has the law been negated since Yahweh died on the cross? No. On the contrary. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Keep my commandments. Benjamin, the father says, keep my commandments. Don't build that temple. Unless you build it to him. So if ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Now listen, even the Spirit of Truth. The Comforter is the Spirit of Truth. That's what's happening in our world. That's why we're seeking the truth. Seek the truth, and the truth shall set you free. The truth. So he said, even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. That's why you listen to the truth. That's why when you speak to somebody and you try to tell them the truth and they won't have it, it's because the truth doesn't live in them. The world can't receive the truth. Some of our brothers can't receive the truth. Maybe just at this time. Maybe they'll receive the truth later. Okay, so obedience. That's the first thing I would say in you being successful, in all of us being successful in our prayer lives. Now, the second thing, and I'm not going to say tons on this, but I would say that thankfulness is the second key. You know yourself that you've done things for people, and there are people that are thankful, and there are people that are unthankful. And I'll tell you something right now, that if I do something for somebody and they're unthankful, I'm not likely to jump to do something for them again. And I would think Yahweh is the same. If you think about it, you don't wait until Thanksgiving Day to thank him. As far as I'm concerned, I thank him every day, but sometimes I'll just do prayer where I just thank him. I don't ask him for anything. He's not a genie. He's my friend. He's my father. He's my God. So I thank him for all the things that he's done. Thank you, Heavenly Father Yahweh, for your patience with me, etc. Thank you for, you can think of a thousands of things to thank Yahweh for. Okay? So make that a regular part of your prayer regimen, or whatever you want to call it. It's not a religious thing. I'm happy to pray to Yahweh. I'm happy to thank him. I really genuinely appreciate what he's done for me and his patience with me. Because he had to have a lot of patience with me, I guess, you know? And he's probably had to have a lot of patience with many of you. And when you realize what it's like to have patience, it's not fun sometimes. Okay, so the third thing, the third key in our successful prayer life is praying in his name as he had said. Exodus 9:16. And in every deed for this cause have I raised thee up, for to show thee in my power, and that my name may be declared throughout all the earth. Now that's in contradiction to the so-called rabbis. They said his name isn't to be declared all in the earth, that only the rabbi could say it once per year. And they took the name of Yahweh out of the Bible so you wouldn't know his name. They changed it, as I told you last week, with the word Lord, which means Baal. So you are actually praying to Baal and asking him to bless your prayers. Now you can't pray to Baal in the name of the Father. You can't pray to Baal in the name of Jesus. You can't pray to Baal and expect your prayers to be answered. Therefore, you've already had an unsuccessful prayer life because of these very reasons. This is what I'm trying to help you with. Now, in Strong's Concordance, 1167, Baal, owner, Lord. Okay? Owner. B-A-A-L. Don't call him Lord and expect him to answer your prayer. In Hosea 2:16, he says this, I told you we are the bride. And it shall be at that day, saith Yahweh, that thou shalt call me Ishi, and shalt call me no more Baali. B-A-A-L-I. We shall call him. What Ishi means is Ishi means husband, because we are the bride of Christ. Okay? So we shall call him husband at the marriage supper of the Lamb. We had been divorced from him because of our wickedness and because we would not listen. And because we don't have common sense sometimes. I don't know what's wrong with us. And we're so stupid, we call him Baal. So he said, and it shall be in that day, saith Yahweh, thou shalt call me Ishi, and shalt call me no more Baali. Okay, that would be an important part of praying in the right name will make your prayer life successful. Now, a little more on this. I'm not going to go on to this forever, but this is important. I want to show you about the two religions of the world. Another thing you shouldn't do, 1 Corinthians 11:4, every man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonoreth his head. So, it's funny that the Bible would tell us, it tells us that women should have their head covered when they pray, and it tells us that men should not have their head covered. Now, I want you to think something. Catholics and Jews, didn't you notice that when the Pope or when a Jew is praying in public, when he's doing his mentally ill bobbing back and forth, he's got a hat on while he's praying? Listen, these people are deliberately trying to sabotage your prayer life. They're deliberately trying to make you unsuccessful against evil, because they are the very evil. They are part of Mystery Babylon. The Catholic religion, and Judaism, they are both tentacles of the same beast. They are both part of Mystery Babylon. And I'll discuss this with you later. They're not the only parts of Mystery Babylon. Okay? So they've been teaching us all this time to how to be unsuccessful. Praying to Mary would make you very unsuccessful. I guarantee you that. And praying with your head covered will make you unsuccessful. Do you think that these men don't know this? Do you think that the Pope doesn't know that if you put that yarmulke, whatever you want to call it, yarmulke, on your head, or that Dagon fish god thing on top of your head while you pray, he knows they're not going to. See, but they're not really praying to Yahweh, you see. They're praying to a different god. The Jews know this, and so do the Catholics. Not the little old lady in the booth, maybe. She knows about a lot of things. She supports these people. She's guilty, too. But, and if she read her Bible, she would know that you're not supposed to do this, and she would question them. So, therefore, that's how we've been having problems, and we've been failing. Obviously, they taught us how to fail in our prayer lives, and obviously, they want us to fail in our prayer campaigns against evil. One more little thing I'd like to touch on before I'm going to say a prayer as we go out. But, Matthew 23, this is Matthew 23, whatever I was talking about before wasn't Matthew 23. Matthew 23, 8. But be ye not called rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. So he tells you not to call anybody rabbi. These same religions I was just talking about, what do they call them? They call them rabbi, don't they? They call them master. What does that tell you? And now the Catholics. Next verse. 9. And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father, which is in heaven. What do you call the Catholic priest? I don't need to tell you. These men know about these things. This shows you that they're in defiance against Yahweh, the Most High. This shows you that they are not out to teach you the truth, that they are not out for your well-being with your relationship to the Father. This should speak volumes to you. What else do you need to know? The Jews have changed the scriptures, and they were commanded not to add to it or take away from it. They make all kinds of laws, and they were told not to make any laws, or not to take away any laws. Yahweh's law is fine just as it is. The Catholics, they changed the Ten Commandments, and they threw the books out, the Apocrypha, because they were afraid you'd read those books and you'd find out about the racial heritage of who Israel really is. These men are not out for your success. Money. They want money. See, they don't only just want to distort and corrupt and do everything. They want some money along with it. If you support them, they are the enemies of God. What did I tell you? You will be included in their judgment. They know this. They're doing this deliberately. Because they want you to be in their judgment. They're going away. And they want you to go with them. So, I would like to apologize to Yahweh on behalf of all the tribes of Israel. I hope that you're with me on this. I have done this already. I've already apologized on the behalf of Israel, but I'm going to try to do it again so that we all get that in our minds and spirits. Dear Heavenly Father, Yahweh, we thank Thee for Your patience with us. We have hurt you deeply in the times past. We have made great mistakes when we wanted to be like the other kingdoms of the earth, and we wanted a king to rule over us other than thee. We're sorry for this. We realize what a mistake it is. We're sorry that we have called you the wrong name. We're sorry that we can't stick together. We need thee to help us in this. to help us to stick together as brethren and not to cause problems between the brethren. Father, please help us in our journey on the road back to you. Help us in our prayer lives. Help us with obedience. We have had many problems as Israel with obedience. Help us, Father. Thy law that is written into our hearts, help us to obey. Help us to know thy law. Help us to love thy law. And we ask you, we're very sorry for hurting you. We have been an unfaithful wife in times past, and we seek to reconcile this. We mean business. We thank you, Father, for your patience, your long-suffering, your dedication to us, your covenant with us. We take this not lightly, and we ask you to help us on this road back to you. May you work through us. May you push back evil through us. May you help us in our prayer campaigns against the enemies, your enemies, and our enemies. We thank you and we thank you and we thank you for all that you have done for us. We appreciate it. And we're looking forward to the marriage supper of the Lamb. We will call you Ishi. And we will try. It'll take time for us, but we will try and stop calling you Bailey. We pray these things in your holy name, the mighty name of Yahweh. And we also ask you that you will be our king again. We want no other king but thee. We're filled up and tired of the evil that has gone on around us. We're tired of your enemies getting away with all the things they're getting away with, Father. Be our king, the King of Israel, the Holy One of Israel. And may we glorify you in all that we do. And I ask this in your holy name, the mighty name of Yahweh. Thank you, Father. We ask this. You're listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James. Until next time, study to show thyself approved.